On Tuesday night, Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley released budget documents that showed the Department of Homeland Security transferred $10 million from FEMA's budget in June to help pay for ICE migration detention efforts.
Just as hurricane season is starting, because it generally starts June 1st, the administration is working hard to find funds for additional detention camps. And of course, this is all part of the child separation policy. And that's how this information came into my hands.
That was the Democratic senator on the Rachel Maddow show. And although FEMA is disputing that any money has been diverted from actual response efforts to child detention efforts, you can still hear the senator's sense of alarm.
$10 million comes out of FEMA when we're facing a hurricane season, knowing what happened last year, and then look what we've had since. A hurricane just barely missed Hawaii, a tropical storm that almost became a hurricane hit Mississippi, and now we have this hurricane, Florence, bearing down on the Carolinas. I find it extraordinary.
Here to explain is Ron Nixon. He's the Homeland Security correspondent for the New York Times. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So there are a couple of competing claims here in this story. We have DHS denying the allegation that the money came from FEMA, and then we have FEMA saying something else. So to help us understand the two sides here.
So DHS is saying that the money came from FEMA, but that it did not come from the disaster fund. That is used to deal with hurricanes and fires and earthquakes and the like.
So can I ask you a question right there?
Sure.
FEMA,
sure.
I would assume that all the money in FEMA is meant for disaster recovery.
Not necessarily. So FEMA, you know, like every agency, has a budget for staffing, and they have administrative for, you know, support for like the office. And things like that. So, and they're public affairs people. So that's where the money appears to be coming from, according to the budget documents that were released. So they specifically said, no, it did not come from the disaster relief fund, which is about $25 billion. And that's true if you look at the budget docs.
So here's the big question that I've had as we were talking about this. Why take any money away from FEMA, number one? Number two, couldn't those funds, let's say they're not used for administrative support, couldn't those funds, particularly as we sit here and stare down Florence, and there are three or four other storms that could be brewing out in the Atlantic, we're deep in the heart of hurricane season, wouldn't it have been made more sense to say, let's take this $10 million and really direct it towards directed emergency response efforts on the ground instead of giving it to ICE?
Right. So two parts question there. So the first part of it is why money at all? One, for that, this is not something that is that unusual. It happens all the time where federal agencies will reprogram money, as they call it, from one thing to another. It happens under all administrations. And again, in that regard, it's not that unusual. Department of Homeland Security, as you can see from that chart, they actually moved $200 million in total from other programs at DHS to ICE and its detention and removal operations. So in that regard, it's not that unusual. Now, regarding your questions like why take any money at all, this is something that they felt that they have these priorities, presidential priorities, in terms of cracking down on illegal immigration. So the idea was to take pieces of money from all of these different places and put it in what they think is their biggest priority, which is getting rid of, you know, these people that they're saying in a country that's illegal and that they're trying to enforce the laws and the like. You know, in the larger scheme of things, $10 million is, you know, out of a budget of billions is not that much. I think it's more of the optics that this transfer happened at the beginning of hurricane season, and it comes on the heels of, you know, what the agency, what FEMA itself said was, you know, a somewhat chaotic response in Puerto Rico. So again, I think the optics of it, particularly since you're, you know, a little less than 2 months out from the midterms, really is the optics are bad.
And of course, you know, we should also be mindful of the fact that Americans of all political stripes are impacted by disasters like this.
That's correct. That's correct.
Ron Nixon is a Homeland Security correspondent for The New York Times. Ron, thanks again.
Thank you.